Today's Shir's Masechta Pesachim, Daf Yud Gimel. We will begin on Daf Yud Gimel Amar Aleph, the second line, Amar Rav Nachman. We have been discussing the machloikis between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda and Rav Gamliel. What and when may we eat chametz and burn chametz on Erev Pesach? And we've learned that Rav Meir says we could eat up to the fifth hour, and in the sixth hour we have to burn it. Rabbi Yehuda learned in the fourth hour we have to stop eating. The fifth hour, toilin, we may not eat, no, but we don't have to burn it yet. And the sixth hour we have to burn it. And then we learned the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel, who was a sort of in between remaining Rabbi Yehuda, differentiates between truma, which as we learned, truma and kachem, which we have to avoid wasting, and chulin, which we could stop eating earlier. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav, Halach Rabbi Yehuda. The Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that on the fifth hour we already may not eat chametz, we don't have to burn it, but we may not eat it, but it's still mutter and hanoah until the sixth hour. Amar Rav Rav Nachman, V'neimah Mar Halach Rameya. Why don't you paskin like Rameya? The Stam Tanakh of Asay, since there's a Stam Mishnah which supports the opinion of Rav Meir, and we know throughout Shas, we always follow the opinion of a Stam Mishnah. And the reason we always follow the opinion of a Stam Mishnah is because Rebbe, who authored the Mishnayis, when he saw that a halacha was the accepted halacha, he deliberately left it anonymous. And by leaving that halacha anonymous, what he was saying was, I want it to be understood that this is the halacha. So why don't we paskin like Reb Meir? Because we're going to see there's a Stam Mishnah like Reb Meir. The Tanan, the Mishnah we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem, Adaf Chaf Aleph Amun Aleph teaches us, Kol Shah Shemutah L'Echol, whenever, as long as we're allowed to eat chametz, machel, we could give it to others, to even to our animals to eat. So we see from here that when we're allowed to eat, we could do anything we want with it. And when we may not eat, we can't do anything with it. That obviously follows the opinion of Rav Meir that holds that during the fifth hour, you could do anything you want with the chametz. For as we said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, in the fifth hour, we ourselves may not eat chametz, but we're allowed to have hanor from chametz. And we explained what that meant was that in the fifth hour, we could have hanor, we could feed it to our animals, even though we can't eat it ourselves. Answers the Gemara, Hahi lav stamihi. That Mishnah cannot be considered a Stam Mishnah like Rav Meir. Mishum de kasha mutter. The question is the language that the Mishnah used of mutter lechel. The Mishnah should have said, Kol shah sha'oichel machel. The Mishnah, by saying the wording mutter lechel, means that not I could eat, but mutter lechel means somebody else could eat. And maybe what therefore the Mishnah is referring to is truma, which we just explained Rav Gamliel holds, that by truma, we are more lenient in giving you the right to eat it, because we don't want to waste truma. But that doesn't mean that every chametz, like Rav Meir says, may be eaten in the fifth hour. So, in other words, what the Gemara is saying is that the words of Kol Shah Shemutah Lechol Machol are more indicative of the opinion of Rav Gamliel than the opinion of Rav Meir. So ask the Gemara, okay, so the name of Mara, Alok Rav Gamliel. So then say that Alok Rav Gamliel, because anyway, the Havle Machria, whenever in Shas we have a machloikus, and then we have an opinion, which is sort of a compromise opinion, that's called the Machria. And the Halacha always follows the opinion of the Machria. So the Gemara is suggesting that, which anyway, Paskin, like the Machria. The Gemara Masech the Shabbos, the Flamates on the Beis, teaches us, Kom Mat Koim, Shatam Moitze Shnayim Chalukim, wherever you find two people disagreeing, Vechad Machria, and then there's somebody who's a Machria, Alok Gedevere Machria. Amalei, to which he responded, Rav Gamliel la machriya. We cannot consider Rav Gamliel a machriya in this question. Tam de nafshikam. Rav Gamliel is an independent opinion. Why? Because the simplest pshat that is Rav Chananel's pshat is that when is somebody considered a machriya? When he heard both opinions, and now he is machriya like the third opinion. Rabbi Chananel says Rav Gamliel lived before Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Since Rav Gamliel lived before the times of Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, so he couldn't have been a compromise opinion regarding opinions that he never heard. Another pshat that they said that the Rashi seems learns is a machriya is when he says both opinions. We're Rav Gamliel to say, well, this is the opinion of Rav Meir, and this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and I'm going to paskin like Rav Meir in this way, and Rabbi Yehuda in this way. So then the halacha would be like the machriya. Because why is the halacha kedivrei machriya? Rashi elaborates in this Masechta Bava Kamma. Rashi explains that the machriya, we pass like the machriya, because he represents the roiv. He represents the majority opinion. But in a situation as what we're discussing in our Gemara, since Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda never spoke about a difference between Truma and Kachim versus Chulin, so we can't call that a machriya, because a machriya is only somebody who makes it into Rav. If Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda would have spoken about Truma and Kachim, so we could say in this situation, Rav Meir's opinion is the Rav, in this situation, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is derived, and that's why we should follow that opinion. But since they never mentioned that in part of their discussion, that's not considered a machriya. Even though Rabbi Chanan asks a question, because at the end of the day, even though Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda indeed never mentioned Truma and Kachim when they cited their opinion, but it still turns out by Truma, we have a majority saying that you can't eat in the fifth hour, meaning the opinion of Rav Meir and Rav Gamliel. And by Chulin, we have the opinion of majority saying that you can't, the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Gamliel. But still, Rashi seems to say that if they didn't hear that psak, then if they didn't raise this issue, then they can't be considered votes in this discussion. V'boy Seima, Rav Damakai Tana. When Rav started the shiur by saying that Lachas Krabi Huda, he's passing like the following Tana. The Tanya Abba Asa Shechalias B'Shabbos. If Erev Pesach falls in Shabbos, Mevaren as Hakol, we have to destroy all chametz in one's property before Shabbos. On Yud Gimel Nissen, Lifnei Shabbos. The Sarfin, Truma is Tumeis. We have to destroy all Truma that are Tumei. Tluyos, Truma that is a Sofik if it's Tumei. The Tahiris, and Truma that is Tar. Mishairin, we should leave over Mazon Shtei Sudas. We leave over the man for two meals. Kedei Lechel Ad Arba Shos. So we should be able to eat. We are allowed to eat chametz until the fourth hour. Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda ish be'etusa. Shama m'shem Rabbi Yeshua. So we see clearly that chametz may be eaten only to the fourth hour. So this Gemara is discussing Erev Pesach that falls on Shabbos. And this Gemara, in discussing the halacha of Erev Pesach that falls on Shabbos, tells us two important halachas. One is that it says mevaren as a kol, that we should burn all the chametz before Shabbos, besides the chametz that we're going to eat Shabbos morning by the Suda. So there's an interesting question amongst the Achroinim. Friday after, Bedikas chametz will be Thursday night. Beer chametz will be Friday morning, whatever this man is. And then we're going to eat chametz certainly Shabbos morning for the Suda Shabbos. And then the question is, what about Friday afternoon? May we eat chametz or may we not eat chametz? The Bi'ur Halacha paskins This is in Simen Tuf Mem Dalad. The Biyam Halacha Paskins that will not eat chametz after Biyam chametz till this man Shabbos morning. There are, however, Achroinim who are of the opinion that we may not eat chametz until Shabbos morning. Because Chas V'Sholem, if we're going to come to eat chametz now, Friday morning, Friday afternoon, and the other years, when we burn chametz on the day which is really Erev Pesach, as we're learning in our sugyos, we're not allowed to eat chametz that afternoon. So since we're not allowed to eat chametz that afternoon, that year, this year also, we should not eat chametz Friday afternoon. So Tosfos points out, how could we, the Mishnah, say that Friday afternoon, Friday morning, when we're burning chametz, we destroy all chametz, even Truma Tahira? Haven't we learned, as we're discussing, that the Torah says, Mishmeres Trumasi, that we have to guard the Truma, make sure that it shouldn't be destroyed? So how can we burn this Truma, where whatever opinion we cited in the previous discussion, certainly we shouldn't just burn it. So, and if we need to not eat it, we should do bittel chametz, but actively burn it, we shouldn't burn it. So Tosfos says, since at the end of the day, it's going to get destroyed anyway, because I don't have enough time to eat it, so I may burn it. So Rav Chanan explains, what's Tosfos' question? What is the definition of Mishmeres Trumasi? Is the definition of Mishmeres Trumasi that I'm not allowed to make a tamei? So as long as I didn't make this chametz tamei, I didn't violate Mishmeres Trumasi? Or is Mishmeres Trumasi a notch above, that I have to protect it? And if I have to protect it, I may not burn it if the halacha doesn't require that I should burn it. But here the Gemara says that we leave over a Mishayan Mazon Shtei Sudas. We leave over two meals. And of course, Rashi already points out that on Shabbos, we're obligated to eat three meals. So why does the Gemara say Mishayan Shtei Sudas? So Rashi, Divrei HaMaskil Mazon Shtei Sudas, explains that we don't leave over for the Shal Shudas, because the time for Shal Shudas is Shabbos afternoon, and Shabbos afternoon we may not eat chametz anymore, and therefore we only leave over enough for two meals. However, as all the Rishonim point out, two questions. One question is, so what are we going to eat for Shal Shudas? Because chametz we can't eat in the afternoon, and matzah we can't eat in the afternoon, because the halacha is that matzah we don't eat on Erev Pesach. So what do you do with Shal Shudas such a year? So there's a number of different approaches. The Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim, Simen Tov Mem Dei Dalet Sef Aleph, says that this year we should fulfill the mitzvah of eating Shal Shudas with Matzah Ashira. And he says, but we should eat it before Shar Asiris, because at that point we shouldn't be eating Matzah Ashira either. The Ramah, however, says that what we should do with Shal Shudas, we don't eat Matzah. Ashkenazim are much more strict with eating Matzah Ashira. So he says, what we should do is, we should eat Shal Shudas Shlishis B'minei Peiris, with different fruits, or Bas V'Dagim, meat and fish. The Mishnah Brura, over there in Sifkaten Ches, quotes Achroinim, that what you should do is, divide Sudas Shachris into two. Eat part of the meal by Shachris, and then bench, and then afterwards, wash again, and have Shal Shudas, and what you'll eat in the afternoon, that won't be neither meal, and you won't wash for that meal, and we can't wash for that meal. As we're saying, we can't eat matzah, and we certainly can't eat chametz. And the Gra also paskins that way. But the Gra, as many Achroinim point out, the issue that we have to discuss is a brach shena tzricha. If we're going to start the meal and say Birchas Hamazon, and then immediately wash afterwards to eat the next meal, it's Erev Pesach in the morning, time is precious, that is a new issue comes up, the issue of a bracha shena tzricha. However, other paiskim disagree, and the raya is our Gemara, because our Gemara says, Mashirin mazon shtei shudas. Shtei shudas is only two meals. If this approach was a legitimate halachic approach, so why mazon shtei shudas? We should put away mazon shalosh shudas. And in fact, I saw from the Shalos Tshuvos Divrei Yatziv, from the Klozmer Magareb Zatzal, in Orech Chaim Simen Kuf Peites, that he quotes from the Divrei Chaim. The Divrei Chaim minig was not to divide this meal. He says, this Shabbos Erev Pesach, there is no chiyuv of Shalosh Shudas. The Michas Yitzchak in Chelek Ches Simen Lametes also quotes many poskim who hold that on such a Shabbos there's no need to divide the meal in two. On such a Shabbos there's no chiyuv of Shalosh Shudas. The Alicha Shloima says what Shloima Zalman used to do was it depended on the year. If he felt that he had enough time to divide the meal and have a decent break between the two meals, then he would divide the meal in two. If he didn't feel that he had enough time, then he would not divide the meal in two. But as I said, the mazon shtei shudas is not a problem, because even if you're dividing the meal, it's still one meal. So what the Gemara means, according to those opinions, is you're putting away enough for two meals, you're just dividing one meal into two. The Magen Avraham in Sifkot Beis there quotes the Shloah's opinion, that the Shloah said that an Erev Pesach, which falls on Shabbos, we're yoytze shloah shudas by learning Torah. You can be kaim mitzvah shal shudas with divrei Torah. In general, the poskim all hold that one cannot fulfill shal shudas with learning Torah. Shal shudas, you should learn Torah. Moreover, they say that Rav Shimon ben Yochai learned Torah. He learned Torah Sanigla and Torah Sanister. Most people are not really expert in Torah Sanister, and therefore, because they're not experts in Torah Sanister, that's another reason that we, if possible, we should certainly on a regular Shabbos eat Shalosh Shudas, not just rely on learning, and even this Shabbos, if possible. Continues the Gemara. Amar Lo, Trumas Lo Yisrof, Torah Lo Yisrof. So we said, the Gemara, as we started learning, said that if Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, Friday morning, we should burn all the Truma Tahira. Says Rabbi Shua that I disagree. Don't burn them. Why? Shema Yimtzu Lahem Eichlin. You may find people who are able to eat it, and we will have not have wasted, we will have not have burned Truma for no good reason. Amla Kvabikshu. The people, we try to find people to eat it. V'loy Matsu. We couldn't find anybody. So how are you assuming that we're maybe going to find? Amr Lois Racham said to him, Shem Mechutz L'chaim Elanu. Maybe there are guests who are Kahanim, not really known to us, but they're outside the Chaimah, and they may be available. Amlem L'devrechem. So Rabbi Lezer Ben Yehuda says to them that you're concerned that maybe we will be able to find people who could eat the Truma. After Luis, we then even Truma, which is a Suffolk, that Loch ought to be the Lo Yisrafu. We shouldn't be allowed to burn them. Because Shem Yav Aliyah V'Tahari, maybe Aliyah Navi is going to come and say that the Truma, which is Teluya, is really Tar. Amr Loi, so they said to him, Kvam Muchtach Lam Yisrael, Klai Yisrael is guaranteed, Shem Aliyah Ba, Loi Ba'Avi Shabbos, Loi Ba'Avi Yom Tavim, Aliyah Navi is not coming on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, Mnei Tairach, it's a very busy time. And since it's a very busy time, Eliyahu Navi can't come. Amru, so the Gemara continues, Lezazu Misham, they didn't move. At Shekava Allah, Rabbi Lezazu, Rabbi Yehuda, Ish Batusa, that they said Allah, Rabbi Yehuda Batusa, Shem Rabbi Yeshua, that you only leave over enough for two meals. So our Gemara said that Eliyahu Navi Loiba, loiba arvi shabbosis, loiba arvi yatayvim, neh tayruch. What's the tayruch? Because we have to prepare much, we have to prepare a lot of food for the Shabbos and Yontif. So, Marsha asks, here, Erev Yontif is Shabbos itself, as we've been discussing. We're referring to a situation where Erev Pesach is in Shabbos. On a Shabbos, we can't cook and bake. So why on this Shabbos can't Eliyahu HaNavi come? So Tosfos HaRosh, in response to that question, says that technically this Shabbos, when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, Eliyahu HaNavi could come. But since on all the other Arvei Shabbosos and Arvei Yom Tovim of the year, Eliyahu HaNavi can't come, so he doesn't come on this Erev Shabbos either. Another Pshat HaChassam Sofer says that we live with the Amunah that even in the year that Erev Shabbos is Pesach and Mashiach has not yet come, the Mashiach could still come any moment. And since Mashiach could come any moment, we'll have to bring a Karan Pesach. So if we have to bring a Karan Pesach, it'll be a very busy day. We can't be, Eliyahu HaNavi won't come. Another Pshat that the Tzlach suggests is that indeed Eliyahu HaNavi could come even on this Shabbos. But he hasn't come. And the Truma is going to become Muksa if nobody is going to eat it. So ask Rabbi Chanan, the halacha is that on Shabbos, if somebody has a bad dream, even though normally we're not allowed to fast on Shabbos, but the Gemara Masechta the Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch discuss that Atanas Chaloyim will have a fast on Shabbos. And the Gemara explains, this is considered a pleasure that he should be able to fast. So here too, yes, if Eliyahu HaNavi comes on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, it will be a tircha, because we're so busy with other things, we really wouldn't have time for Eliyahu HaNavi. But isn't it worth it that we should have all this tircha to have Eliyahu HaNavi come? So B'chanan says a very important word. He says, the Gemara doesn't mean to say that if Eliyahu HaNavi, if he's supposed to come Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif, he's going to delay his coming. What the Gemara means to say is that if the time for Eliyahu HaNavi to come will be Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, then he's going to come a day earlier. But of course, we're not going to lose out because of Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif. So the Achronim asked the question, one of the Animamins is a Chakaloi B'chol Yom Shiyovai, that we believe that Mashiach could come any day. And here, in our Gemara, we had a similar Gemara when we learned Masechta Erevin, now we're learning that there are all sorts of days of the year that Eliyahu HaNavi won't come. How does that work with our belief, a Chakaloi B'chol Yom Shiyovai? So, the Chassam Sofer explains that Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come. Eliyahu HaNavi is not necessarily connected to Bias Mashiach. Eliyahu HaNavi is connected to Mechemes Goy Gumogoyd, which is going to be, according to Chassam Sofer, after Mashiach. So Mashiach will come. Mashiach could come any day. Eliyahu HaNavi is more connected to Mechemes Goy Gumogoyd. But the crazy placey says a different teretz. We know that there are two times when Mashiach could come. One is Be'ita, in the proper time, in the designated time. And the other time is Achishena, when Mashiach will come even before the time it's supposed to come. As the Pasuk says, Medalag ala horim, mekapetz ala gvoz. So, if Klal Yisrael is Zoicha, and Mashiach comes Achishena, then it can come any time. The Be'itoi, the designated time, can't be on Shabbos. So the Torah says, now we can understand why many people have the minig that a Matzoi Shabbos we say Zmirois and we mention Eliyahu HaNavi. Because since Eliyahu HaNavi is not coming on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, on Shabbos and Yontif, so now that Shabbos has passed, we say, okay, Eliyahu HaNavi, now you could appear. So ask the Avodram, so we're learning now that Eliyahu HaNavi doesn't come on Erev Yontif and Yontif also. So why don't we say the Tfilos with Eliyahu HaNavi on Matzah Yontif as well? So Rav Dram says, the reason we don't is because in Eretz Yisrael, indeed there's only one day yontif. But in chutz laretz, there's 2 days yontif. And if we're going to not, so we in chutz laretz are going to say these tefillos on matzah yontif rishon, we're not going to properly respect yontif sheni. So in order to avoid that, we don't say it on matzah yontif rishon either. No one says it matzah yontif. Others say that since we say it every matzah Shabbos, we don't necessarily have to say it on matzah yontif as well. The Matan Moshe says that Mashiach is more connected to Shabbos and yontif. Although the reason we began with why we should say it on matzah Shabbos, a matzah yontif, does make sense, but the Matan Moshe explains that Mashiach is much more connected to Shabbos, because we know that Chazal say that Imol Shomer Shnei Shabbosos Miyad Negolim. So we see that it's very much connected to. So we see the Mashiach is so very connected to Shabbos. So that's why we speak about it. That's why we speak about Eliyahu Navi on Matzah Shabbos. So the Gemara has said that the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda, Shammai Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, my love. So now the Gemara wants to drill down. What was meant when we said the halacha is that way? I feel a lechel, that the halacha is that we're allowed to eat chametz until the fourth hour only, like Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. So isn't that a raya to the way we began our shir today, that the halacha is Rabbi Yehuda is correct? Amra Papam Shmei the Rava, that wasn't what was meant when we said the halacha is Rabbi Elazar. Loi, the halacha is regarding what he said, Levar, that when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, we discussed that we have to destroy the chametz, and that is the focus that we meant when we said the halacha is that way. But nothing to do with the question that we spoke about of when till when we could eat chametz. Says the Gemara of Afraab, Rebbe Sova Lahoda, Rav Nachman. But Rebbe also agreed that the halacha is like Rav Nachman. Dom and Ravan Barad, Masba, the Mecha Shifka, Deski, Amalai Chametz, Eitzel Yochanan Chokoa. There was somebody who left over a sack, a leather patch full of chametz by Yochanan Chokoa, Vinichboa Achborim. And then mice started eating from it. By Yochametz, Mavatsis, Vyoitzis, and the chametz started coming out. A ball of Nei Rebbe, Sharishina, he came to Rebbe in the first hour in Erev Pesach. Should he sell it? Because this person whose chametz is by him will take a loss. Or should he wait? Maybe the owners will show up. Amalai, so Rebbe told him Hamtein. Shnia, the second hour came. And again, Amalai, he told him Hamtein. Shlishis, the third hour came. And he said, Hamtein, wait. Revius, the fourth hour, Amalai, Hamtein, wait. Chamishis, Amalai, Tzei, Machre, Bishok. Go sell it. Because, in other words, as long as the chametz is muta ba'ano, you could sell it. So what do we see? My laugh. Didn't he mean you could only sell it l'nachrim, to nachrim, because you can't sell it to Jews, because Jews can't eat it at that time, and it's following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that at that point, chametz can't be eaten. I'm Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef says, loy. No, what he meant was l'Yisrael, that he was selling it to a Jew, and that is consistent with the opinion of Rameyer that you could eat chametz even in the fifth hour. Amalei Abaya, if, says Abaya, if it's we're following the opinion of Rameyer, and in the fifth hour we still may eat chametz, Eli Yisrael, Nishkele Lenafshe, so why can't he keep it for himself? Answers the Gemara, Meshim Chshada, if you're watching something of someone else, and because of the circumstances that come up, the halacha is, you could sell it, don't sell it to yourself. Because if you're going to sell it to yourself, people are going to believe that you are not selling it for the true value. The Tanya, and we have such a Braisa. The Braisa teaches us, Gabit Tzedakah Shem Lehem Aniyim L'chalek. They used to have coins, and we know in the time of Chazal, coins' value weren't just because whatever value they represented. Coins' value were represented by the state of the coin, by the how they were. So the halacha is that, let's say the Gabbai Tzedakah is watching coins that he's afraid are going to deteriorate. So he wants to sell them for better coins. So the halacha is partan l'acherim, you're allowed to sell them to other people. Ain't part them latzma, but you can't sell to yourself. This film similarly says the Braisa. Gabai tamchui, they used to give out food. So the gabai who's in charge of giving food, she'en lem aniyim l'chalak, the Baruch Hashem, there are no poor people to give the tzedakah to, moichem l'acherim, ve'en moichem l'atzman. Should sell the food to other people, but not for himself. As the Pasuk says, she'nemar v'yisim nekim Hashem Yisrael. That we should be super careful that nobody should accuse us that we're doing anything wrong. It's an interesting point that I saw the Paiskin bring from this Gemara. The story began where this person was holding chametz of someone else, and he had a question, at what point may he sell that chametz? And the Gemara says that he kept on going back every hour to ask a shayla. So the Paiskim say, from here we learn how a shayla is supposed to be asked. A shayla is supposed to be asked, we shouldn't learn from one situation to another situation. Just because the Rav said, Sharu Shaina, you have no right to sell it, doesn't mean that I should assume that I could sell it the next hour. Every hour I have to sell it separately. So Agamar speaks about the situation of somebody who's holding another Jew's chametz. What's going to be the halacha if a Jew is holding another Jew's chametz and he didn't sell it? Will the Jew be over Bali Rabbi Yemotza? So the Bogan Avram discusses this question in Simon Tuf Mem Gimel Sif Katan Hay. He says that the person who didn't sell it, even if the person who was watching the chametz, even if he's just a shaymechinim, and a shaymechinim, as we know, is only chayiv and pshia, he is considered a pasheya for not selling it. And even though the Magen Avraham points out that why should he be considered a pasheya, the person who owns the chametz should be the person who should be worried about what to do with the chametz, still, says the Magen Avraham, he's considered a pasheya. But he does agree that if he doesn't sell the chametz, and not a person who owns the chametz, comes back after Yontov and says, so now pay me for my chametz, and he hasn't sold the chametz, and he just gives him the chametz, even though the chametz is osa b'achila, because it's chametz shavol of a Pesach, he could tell him that harei shalcha l'fanecha. The Chayk Yaakov disagrees, and the Chayk Yaakov says that if this person who's watching the chametz is a shomer socher, who's not just chai for pshia, but chai for geneva and aveda as well, so then he will be held responsible. But if the person who's holding the chametz is just a shomer chinam, he will not be responsible. The Shulchan Aruch Rav also holds that the shomer chinam should sell it, but the Shulchan Aruch Rav, even though he says that the Shomer Chinam even should sell it, agrees that the Shomer Chinam will not be chayiv if he didn't sell it. The question that comes up is, are you going to be held responsible? Are you going to be chayiv for bayiro or bayimotza? So most poskim are of the opinion that you're not chayiv in bayiro or bayimotza. Because we learned earlier in the Masechta that you only chayiv for bayiro or bayimotza if you take responsibility for the chametz. Here, if you're not, so it depends on the level of responsibility. However, the Vilna Gaon, the Gra holds that if the chametz belongs to the Jew, even if you do not take responsibility for that chametz, when the Gemara and Daf Hay said that you only chayiv for bayiro bayimotza if you took responsibility, that was by the chametz of a nachri. But by the chametz of Yisrael, the Gra's opinion is that you're not chayiv for bayiro bayimotza. The Bach disagrees. The Bach says that if you didn't take responsibility for the chametz, it doesn't make a difference if it's the chametz of a Jew or the chametz of an Akum. You cannot be chayiv for bayiro and bayimotza. Amalei Rav Adab Amasin L'Rav Yosef, continues Gemara, the Farish Amrit Lon, you explicitly told us that when you sell this Truman the fifth hour, Tzayim Machal and Nachrim, and obviously From here we see that the halachas like Rabbi Yehuda, that in the fifth hour, a Jew may no longer eat chametz, and the chametz that's being sold may only be sold to an achri. Amar Rav Yosef, command azla hoshmatza the Rebbe. This halacha that said that you should sell the chametz in the fifth hour, says the Gemara follows the opinion of Shimon Gamliel, the Tanan. Hamafkid peiros etzel chaveroi, if I leave peiros by someone else, afilu hen avudim, even if they're getting ruined and they're going to be destroyed, lo yigabem, I may not touch them. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Aymer, Meichram, I could sell them, but I should sell them bebezdin. Bezdin should supervise the mechira of nei hashavas aveda, because we're concerned that if they lose any value, so what have I accomplished? Amalei Abaya, v'lay et mala. Haven't we learned? Amar Rabbi B'bchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo shana. When is the halacha that we should sell it? Ela b'chtei chesroinam, that they're getting ruined. That I'm not allowed to touch them. If they're getting ruined at the regular rate of depreciation, if they're depreciating at a quicker rate, everybody agrees that you should sell them. And here, certainly over here, they're going to become worthless, because as we know, it's chametz and Pesach has no value. So therefore, he said, everybody would agree that this type of situation should be indeed sold to avoid that loss. We learned also in the Mishnah, the Rabbi Yehuda taught us that there were two chalas of the Karmel Toida that were put on the Itzdaba on the Har Abayis, that there the people would see that would be a simen on Erev Pesach. That means, as long as there were two there, everybody knew that you could eat chametz. And afterwards, when there weren't, we would know what that meant. Says the Gemara, Tana Tanaka made Rabbi Yehuda. Al Gav Hamit Itzdaba. These chalas were put on top of this platform. Amalai. So he said, V'chil Etzninu Tzarech. The point, as we just said, of putting these chalas there was that everybody should see that we're not allowed to eat chametz. And that's a place where it's not noticed, visible. So what have we accomplished? Says the Gemara, Tani, Al Gage Itzdaba. It was put on the roof. Since it was put on the roof, that's a place that everybody could see, and it'll serve as a great simon what you may or may not do. Amr Chava, Amr Yehuda, Harabayis, Stof Kovloyo. There were two platforms. Tanya Namihochi, Harabayis, Stof Kovloyo, Rabbi Yehuda, Istavonis, Hoysen the Cross. It was called Istavonis, the Stimlefnim, Stof, one in front of the other. So we learned that the Chalas of Karmel Toida were put there were psulis. Ask the Gemara, Amai psulis, why do they have chala that's posel? And as I saw, Rabbeinu David asks, we learned that Kehanim's reason hain. And since Kehanim's reason hain, certainly they don't let any carbon or the chalas that are brought along with the carbon toida become posel. So how could the Mishnah be so confident that we're going to have chalas psulas from the Karmel Toida that we could use for this purpose? Another way I sort of reshoyed Master Gemara's question is that why does it have to be chalas psulas that they put there? And what about other chalas that they could put there? Answers the Gemara, Amar Chanina, Mitoich Hayu Rubus, since on Erev Pesach, they brought a lot of carbon toidus. Nesalas Belina. Those chalas became, so there were too many chalas teed up, and that's why they became disqualified. And the Gemara explains itself. The Tanya, Eim Mevidim Toidu B'chag Gematzes. We're not allowed to bring a carbon toidu on Pesach, Nechomet Shabbat. With every carbon toidu, they were brought along 40 chalas. 4 times 10. 4 different types of chalas, 10 of each. One of each of those 10 types was given to the Kohen, and one and the other 9 were eaten by the people who brought the Karmel Toida. As we've been discussing in previous Shurim, what's the explanation? When somebody brings a Karmel Toida, the Torah wants it to be a publicity, that everybody should recognize that I'm thanking Hashem for the Nisim that He made for us. So that's why the Torah says that with the Karmel Toida, we bring all of these different types of chalas. As we said, we will take home a total of 36 chalas. with the carbon itself. And a carbon toida, even though it's kachim kalim, the halacha is it's eaten yoin v'layla. You only can eat it yoin v'layla. So what happens is that you end up not eating. You have a lot to eat and very little time to eat it. So therefore, they would invite many people to participate, and that would bring the pirsum to the nes that Hashem did for me. But on Erev Pesach, one of the types of the chalas is chametz, so it can't be brought on Pesach. So ask the Gemara. So it's pshita that you can't bring it on Pesach. What's the chiddush that the Brice is coming to teach us that we can't bring a karm toida on Pesach? Amar of Adabar Hava, Hocha ba'aba asad skinen. We're speaking about Erev Pesach. Vikasover, and this Tan is of the opinion, Emevin kachim beisa psul. We can't cause the kachim should become parcel and that we should have to burn it. So if we're going to bring the karm toida Erev Pesach in the morning, the window through which we could eat it is very limited. You only can eat it until this man beer, till chatzos. Therefore, don't bring a carbon that may end up getting burnt. But so therefore, all the people who had to bring a carbon toida, as so we've discussed previously, it was difficult to get to Yerushalayim. So somebody owed a carbon toida, he would typically wait to bring his carbon toida until he was in Yerushalayim anyway for being oil regal for Pesach. So now we're telling him, then Erev Pesach, we don't accept carbon toida. So when will all the people who have to bring a karma toida bring him? Kula alma b'shloisha yosem asalai. They're all going to bring their karma toidas on the day before Erev Pesach. Metoich shemerubis. So as we just described, we're going to have many karma toida chalas. So they're not going to all get eaten up. Nefsena spelina, they're going to get puzzled by being left over past the time of a yoin v'layla. And that's why the Gemara could be confident that there's going to be Chalas psulis. Rabbi Yane disagrees. He says that the chalas that they put up were ksheiros hayu, were not disqualified. Elmai karle psulis. So why they call psulis? So nishchatel amazavad. The carbon was never brought, and if the carbon was not brought, you may not eat the chala. Ask the Gemara, why was the carbon not brought? V'nishchat. Let's bring the carbon. Answers the Gemara, we're referring to a situation Sha'avar HaZavach, that the carbon was lost. Ask the Gemara, V'naisi Zavach Acher, if something happened to the animal, bring a different animal, V'nishchot, and shech that animal, and use those chalas. Domar, Zu Toida, if somebody said this animal should be carbon toida, V'zu Lachma, and this are the chalas that are going to bring the chalas with it, that the halacha is, you can't necessarily use that chal anymore, those chals anymore, if something happens to the animal. Kediravad, Amarava, Avar Alachem, if the bread that you designated to bring along with the carbon toida, the chalas you designated to bring along with the carbon toida, something happened to them, maybe lechem acher, bring different chalas. However, of the toida, if the animal got lost, ay maybe toida acheres, you can't use these chalas. My tama, lechem glal toida, vein toida glal lechem. The lechem is connected to carbon and not the other way. So ask the Gemara, so if you can't use these chalas for this carbon toida that you're going to bring the replacement, v'nifrikinu, let's be poida these chalas, v'nifkinu l'chulin, we'll let them become chulin, and the money we could use to buy for kachim. Elal oilam sh'nishchad l'mazayvach. We're referring to a situation that we had a carbon toida and we had the chalas, and they shechted the carbon toida. V'nishpach adam. But then the blood got spilled out, and it can't be used for zrikas on the mizbeach, we know that the main part of a carbon is the zrikas adam. The chalas already, however, have in them a kedushas aguf, once the carbon toida was slaughtered, command, and now we're following the opinion of Rebbe, Dama Rebbe, Shnei Dvar Mamatir, the shchita of the carbon, of a carbon, and the zrika of the carbon, malin, make the chalas have kedushas aguf, ze b'loy ze. So now, this carbon toida is essentially a disqualified carbon toida, because without zrika sadam, it's not considered a carbon. But the chalas already got a kedushas aguf. And since they already got a Kedushas Aguf, therefore it's too late that I should be able to be paid to them. So ask the Yerushalmi. So that's how we're explaining our Mishnah. That the reason we have Chalas Psulis is because of such a situation that the blood spilled out. So ask the Yerushalmi, does this happen every year? Such a episode that the dam gets spilled out and therefore the Chalas get disqualified? So the Yerushalmi says yes. Because it happened in Erev Pesach, and Erev Pesach was such a busy day, invariably this would happen. The Tanya, Kivsei Atzeres, the on Shavuos, we used to bring the Shtei Alechem, and we, after Shtei Alechem, they could bring two Kivsei Shlomim. So says the Braisa, Kivsei Atzeres, Emekachem Shalachem, the Lechem, the Shtei Alechem that come along with the Kivsei Atzeres, do not get a Kedush Saguf, Ela B'Shchita. Keitzat, Shachtem L'Shmon, if you've shechted the Kivsei Atzeres with the proper intention, V'zorak Dom L'Shmon, and you did the Zerika possibly, properly, Kiddush Alechem, the lechem becomes kaddish with kedushas aguf, and you may eat it. Shachtem shloy lishmon. However, you shechted the kivsei atzeres shloy lishmon, v'zorak dam shloy lishmon, and you did the zrika improperly. Then, like kiddush alechem, then the lechem doesn't get a kedushas aguf. However, shachtem lishmon, if you did the shechita properly, v'zorak dam shloy lishmon, but you did the zrika improperly, lechem kaddish, it has a kedushas aguf. They ain't a Kaddish that you may, divrei Rebbe, but it's not Kaddish enough that they may be eaten. Rebbe Lezer, Rishimin, I'm a lo'olam, ain't a Kaddish alechem. The lechem is not Kaddish, at sheyishcha l'shman, until you have shechita, v'gam, v'zrik dam l'shman. So we see that that's the case of the shtei lechem, that they got a Kaddusha saguf, but they can't be eaten. Says the Gemara, but we could explain, but that's only according to Rebbe Yanai. Why are we going to say according to Rebbe Lezer, Rishimin? Answers the Gemara, Field Tamer of Lezer B'Shimon. We could come up with a scenario, even according to Lezer B'Shimon. Hakamai Eskinen, Kigarin Shinskabal Adam B'Kois, that they did Kabal Saddam, V'Nishbach, and then it got spilled out. And Rabbi Lezer B'Shimon, Tzavla Kavur, he agrees what his father taught us, that his father of Shimon taught us, the Kol Oymel Lizer Kazarok Dami. And therefore, even though as soon as it comes into the cup, the Aloch is that it's considered Kazarok Dami, and therefore, since it's considered Kazarok Dami, the lechem gets Kedusha Saguf. But they didn't have a Zrika, and therefore they may not be eaten. And as I saw, the Maloya Roim explains that even though he holds Kol Ayim Elizer Kazarok Dami, that doesn't mean you're allowed to eat the lechem unless there was indeed a proper Zrika. Tana, Mr. Rabbeleza Emru, Rabbeleza has a different approach. He says, Ksheris Hayu, the lechem that they put of the commentator that they put up were kosher lechem. The kolzman shemenachus kolam eichlem. As long as they were up there, everybody ate from chametz. Nitla achs mehem. When one was removed, toilin. They put it in. They loy eichlev loy sarfim. They weren't allowed to eat chametz anymore. And they didn't burn the chametz. Nitlu shteim. When both were removed, heschil kol and sarfim. Now we know it's the time to burn the chametz. Tanya Abishalaymer. Abishalaymer shtei paris hayachoshes v'harim mishka. There were two cows on Harazesim, Kozman Shishneim Kharshis, as long as both of them were walking, Kolam Eichlem, everybody would eat Chametz, Nitla Achsmehen, when one was removed, Toilim, they knew that they can't eat, like Eichlem, like Sarfim, the Chametz, Nitla Shtein, when both were removed, Heschil Kolam Sarfim, they know it's the time that you have to burn the Chametz. Al Gemara spoke about the Halacha of Karban Toida on Erev Pesach. If you bring a Karban Toida on Erev Pesach, so from here is the minig that we don't say Mizmel Soida on Erev Pesach. And for the same reason, many have the minig that we don't eat Karban, that we don't say Karban Mizmel Soida on Erev Yom Kippur. Because as we said, the Karban Toida is Nechel L'Yoyim V'Layla. But in Erev Yom Kippur, if we're going to bring a Karban Toida, we won't be able to eat a Yoyim V'Layla. At night, it's already Yom Kippur, when we may not eat. There are those that say, we may not be able to eat it, but we could give it to Ketanim. But they say, even though technically the Ketanim could eat it at night, that's not what we should be doing with a carbon, and therefore the halacha is that, therefore the minig is, that just like we don't say Mizmel Soida on Erev Pesach, we don't say Mizmel Soida on Erev Yom Kippur as well.